A lonely young carpenter worked at his trade. Fine rockers and cradles and cabinets he made. And he polished them smooth with a firm, loving hand. As he toiled in a shed on his family's land. But his kinfolk all died and left him behind to fashion his future from walnut and pine. At night he'd look out on the valley so wide and wish he had someone to stand by his side. What do you say to a lonely young man whose life is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall and again he endures it alone? One day he rode down to the village below with a load of his wares at the market to show. And as he sat watching the shoppers pass by, a girl of great beauty stood full in his eyes. He never had seen such enchantment before, nor ever had dreamed how his young heart would soar. She was velvet and ivory and mother of pearl, satin and sapphire, this fine village girl. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall and again he endures it alone? He struggled to speak, found his tongue in a knot, and it tripped up the words he so desperately sought. When his trembling voice failed him, he reached to the shelf and gave her the clock he had made for himself. It had taken him months to carve and to shape, with its bell tower steeple and tiny white gate. She thanked him so gently and curtsied and smiled, and the world opened up for this backcountry child. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall and again he endures it alone? For weeks her fish stood her in a shy, quiet way, barely speaking a word but with so much to say. And he said it with gifts that he fashioned with love, as he worked in the shed on the hill up above. Until finally the aching down deep in his heart gave him sure courage to say what he'd felt from the start. How he'd treasure and keep her wishes fulfilled. And he asked her to marry and come live on the hill. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall and again he endures it alone? smiled at him softly and playfully she said, would you have your new bride go to live in a shed? Would you have her chop kindling to feed an old stove? Would you have her fetch water from down in the grove? Would you have her hands wrinkled from scrubbing the clothes? Would you really want that for your newly betrothed? Before I'd consent or say that I will, I'd need a new house on the top of the hill. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall and again he endures it alone? He hurried back home and went quickly to work, chopping and sawing till his rugged back hurt. He cleared off the spot with the prettiest view and laid a foundation both level and true. He kept at his mission down into the night and was back at the job before it came light. Till many weeks later, near a clear-running rill, there stood a fine house at the top of the hill. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall and again he endures it alone? He went back to his lady, so proud of his past. He went back once again for her fair hand to ask. Oh, will you come with me to the house that I've made? The sun in the kitchen and a porch in the shade. I think that it's lovely and grand, she replied. But what do I do once I venture inside? With no chairs in the parlor, no table to fill, how can I serve guests in that house on the hill? What do you say to a lonely young man whose life is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall and again he endures it alone? So we built her 12 chairs out of dark, sturdy oak, and he rubbed them all down with a fine craftsman's tool. Made a living room table full 20 feet long, and he went back to see her and tell what he'd done. How thoughtful you are, such fine things to make. But what of the kitchen and how will I be? A pantry is needed, a larder to fill, before I could cook in that house on the hill. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall endures it alone. Once more he returned to his honeymoon home. Spent long endless days as he labored alone. Till a deep cedar pantry ran the length of one wall. Filled up with provisions for down in the fall. And again he approached her with a yearning so deep. And she said, "That's just fine, but where would I sleep? I'd need a four-poster and a tick for the chill before I could sleep in the house on the hill. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall?" And again he endures it alone. On a satiny cherry he hewed her a bed with four regal posts at the foot and the head. On the headboard he sculpted fine flowers and trees, so lifelike facing they would bend in the breeze. Then a huge feathered tick, stuffed full with fine down, he had made by a seamstress who lived in the town. The days became months, but he kept at it still, till he finished his work in the house on the hill. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall? And again he endures it alone. Then he dressed himself up in the best clothes he had, a bit faded and worn, he'd been left by his dad. He went down to the valley to claim his sweet bride, only to find a rich man at her side. "Why, carpenter, whatever kept you?" she said. "You left me so long, I found another instead. You keep me in fashions and fancies and frills. I could never have lived so far up on the hill. What do you say to a young man? Are you as empty as a poor beggar's hand? What do you say when the night starts to fall?" And again he endures it alone. He fled from the valley, hard fighting the pain. Just I stood at the top of the hill once again. With his fine house behind him and a heart full with woe, he stared there for hours at the valley below. Then the sound drifted up and he heard the choir sing. From the church in the valley heard the wedding bells ring. Now the townsfolk don't see him, and they never will. For he hangs from a tree near the house on the hill. What do you say to a lonely young man whose heart? heart is as empty as a poor beggar's hand. What do you say when the night starts to fall? He knows.